Greetings. Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and welcome tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I am your host, Lady Renee. Tonight I will have a very special guest, Michaela, I believe it is, Micaiah, praise be to God, also known as Tink Tink. She's a seven-year-old entrepreneur, and I'm expected to have evangelist Penelope Larry as well on my show on tonight. And so I want you to stay tuned, praise God, as they will be sharing with us what they have to offer. Praise be to God. Hello? Praise the Lord. Okay. I am trying to connect my caller. Praise be to God. I just ask that you be a little patient with me. Praise be to God. Caller?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Is this Tink Tink?
Yes.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Oh, that is good. I'm so glad that you called in. Are you ready to tell us all about yourself and all it is that you do with your little books?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great, great. And how do I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Micaiah?
Yes.
Okay, so I did. Okay, Micaiah. And her last name is Stell, Micaiah Stell, and she's known as Tink Tink. And she's a little seven-year-old entrepreneur. And what she does is she's written some wonderful books, and she gives 50% of her proceeds to help young students who would like to attend college and who are not otherwise able to attend college. She puts it into a fund for these people. And I think that that is just a very noble thing that you are doing, Tink.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. So you want to tell us how you got started doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom, I would always pass out cards.
Okay.
And like her book cards.
Okay.
And so then she decided I would get bored of as she got her cards and her books. So she wrote my own book.
Oh, okay. And what happened?
That book, in my first book I wrote was in a cutie pageant. Started in a cutie pageant.
Wow. And how did you do with that?
I did very well.
Oh, great.
I won first place.
Oh, praise God. God is just so good. I believe, Tink, that God has anointed you for such a time as this. You know, in other words, there are so many young people that you would even be able to make it a positive impact upon their life based on what it is that you're doing. Because you showed me that no matter how young a person is, if they're determined and they're focused, that things can really happen for them. God is really with you, and I just really want to commend you for what it is that you're doing. I know that this is something I believe that God has put in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, so tell me a little bit about your books.
Well, my books are children's books.
Yes. Uh-huh. And what ages, you know, are the children that usually read your books? Like, in other words, is it, you know, can people buy these books and say read them to their little babies, their toddler children, you know, far as like...
Yes.
Okay. And they can even buy them for their children that's in school, right?
Right.
From kindergarten to what age, you think?
13.
Excuse me?
Kindergarten to 13.
Oh, okay, that's great. So from kindergarten to 13. Now tell me the names of these books that you have.
One of them I called Jesuit Fabio. Another one, this is my second, but I'm doing them in order.
Okay.
My first book is Jesuit Fabio. My second
Daddy,
book is
Jazzy. Okay, hold on 1 second because I want to make sure that I'm hearing you right. Jazzy little 5-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about what that book is about.
That book is mostly about my personality, and it's mostly about the cutie pageant.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead now and tell me about your second book, the name of that.
The second book is Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop.
Okay. Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what is that about?
It's kind of a hip hop story. It's about, mostly about how they work together and hip hop.
Aww.
It's a hip hop rap about education.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds very interesting. Very interesting. And go ahead, because how many books you have? Like 7 or?
4.
Oh, you have 4 books. Okay. Go ahead. And the third one?
The third one is still Jazzy, but 6 now, y'all.
Go ahead again. I couldn't hear you.
Still Jazzy, but 6 now, y'all.
Okay. I'm still having problems understanding what you're saying, and I will probably understand it when I go back and listen to it. But I want to, okay, so tell me a little bit about that book, because maybe other people can hear what you said, but I wasn't able to hear you clearly with the third book. But go ahead and tell me a little bit about that book.
That book is about me, it's about my 6th birthday.
Okay. Oh, okay. So talk a little bit about it.
Well, it's with my characters in the first and the second book. It's where I have a birthday party and my boyfriend comes to life and they congratulate me because in every story they always so small when my mom comes around. But when I'm only there.
Yes, okay. And now your last book. That sounds very interesting. And your last book?
Tink Tink in the Time Machine.
Okay, Tink Tink in the Time Machine. Okay, now tell me a little bit about that, because what I'm doing is as you're talking to me, I'm putting this stuff, I'm wanting to put it on the chat, so that if people come in and listen to the show and they're go into the chat room, they can see the information. They'll know about your books, and they'll know how they can order them, okay? So go ahead. Go ahead, Tink Tink in the Time Machine.
It's a history book. It's about 3 girls who helped us, or women who helped us become great people.
Oh, okay.
They have Phyllis Wheatley, Harriet Tubman, and Madam C.J. Walker.
Wow, that is just incredible. Oh, I think that's going to be a wonderful read for someone out there. This is just, wow, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm talking to a 7-year-old who is, and her name is Makaya Stell, and she's written 4 books. She's a 7-year-old entrepreneur, and what really stands out is the fact that she had been moved to do this by seeing the need of children, of students, young students wanting to attend college and not being able to attend college, seeing students being having to be told while they were in the middle of school that they could no longer afford to continue to go, so they had to drop out. And she was motivated because her mom is in education. And she's been in education for several years, so therefore she basically, as I'm understanding, grew up around the different college campuses, you know, like focus, you know, where education was really a part of her life. And I just think that it's wonderful how God is just using this little girl. So I just want to be able to reach out to all of you that are listening in today to my show to support this young lady. Now, how can they purchase your book, sweetheart? How are they able to purchase your books? And I understand that 50% of all your proceeds actually go to support a college fund for students who are not financially able in and of themselves to attend school. So where would they purchase your books from? Is it on the, are your books on a website? Can they go to a PayPal account? You know, what is the price of your books? You want to talk about that for a little while?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
They can go to my MySpace page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your MySpace page is, what is your name on your page?
www.myspace.com/jazzytinktink.
Oh, okay.
-tinktink.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Out of my T.O. box.
Okay, hold on 1 second. / Jazzy Tink Tink, right?
Hyphen.
Tink. Okay, the hyphen is between the tink, the first tink and the second tink. Okay. Now, I put this on a chat room, or they can go to your P.O. or you can, I'm just writing this down in the chat room, purchase her books by sending a money order or check?
Yes.
Okay. To P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 8044.
8044. Go ahead. Is that, and where is that?
Edmond, Oklahoma.
73083. Yes.
73083.
And it's Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to be sure. And the price is, the books are, how much are they, like for the four of them?
21 for everything, for all my books, including shipping and handling.
Yes. It's $21?
Yes.
Okay, $21, including shipping and handling for all four books. And how much is each individual book? $7?
Excuse me.
Okay. How about for the people who may just want to buy one book? What would they pay? $7?
Jazzy Little 5-Year-Old, $3.
Okay. Jazzy.
$3
shipping. Jazzy Little 5-Year-Old is $3. Go ahead. And then?
Plus $2 shipping and handling.
Plus. Okay. Plus $2.
Tink Tink goes hip hop.
Okay, hold on. Shipping and handling. I'm just writing this all out, okay? So in case people come to the chat room, Tink Tink goes hip hop is how much?
Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop is $4.
Yes.
$4.50.
Okay.
Plus shipping and handling.
Okay, plus shipping and $2 shipping and handling?
Yes.
Okay, plus $2 shipping and handling. And the next book?
Jazzy will fix now, y'all.
Jazzy's, go ahead, I'm listening.
Still Jazzy.
Uh-huh.
I'm 6'9", y'all.
Okay.
$3.50.
$3.
Plus $2.
Plus?
$2 shipping and handling.
Okay. Plus $2. Hold on. Shipping and handling. And the last book?
Pink Tank and the Time Machine.
Pink.
$5.
Pink Tank.
$5.50.
The Time Machine. $5.50. And plus shipping and
shipping handling.
Okay. $3, right? For the shipping and okay, $3.
Yeah.
Shipping and handling. Okay.
And I'll take donations.
Okay. And she also, let me just write, she also takes donations. Praise be to God. Let's support
25
young entrepreneur. Praise be to God. Okay, so Tink Tink, do you think you're going to be writing any more books anytime soon?
Yes, I got 2 new books that
wow.
I print.
Wow, wow. You want to tell us a little bit about the books?
They're Christian books.
Yes, okay. So can you tell us a little bit about them? They're Christian books. Well, who are they about?
They're about... They're called Jump, and they're motivation books.
Oh, okay. So this would
young
actually...
Christians.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I understand that your mom is with you right now, right?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, she is handling herself so very well. And I mean,
well,
I know you have to be so proud of her.
Oh, I am. She's definitely my blessing, my angel.
Yes, yes, she is. And you know the word of God says that children are, you know, are his reward. The fruit of the womb is his reward. And, you know, it's his heritage, you know. And
yes,
I'm just so, I mean, when I first got the friend request, you know, on MySpace, I just have to tell you that right away, I didn't even have to think twice. I didn't. That was not something that I had to pray about. Well, Lord, you know, what should I do for this, you know, this little girl? It was just incredible. I was like, I'll have her on the show and promote her books, you know.
Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And what is your name again? I am so sorry. Because
oh, no problem.
Go ahead. What is your name again?
My name is Crystal Perkins Stell.
Okay. Crystal Perkins Stell. Okay.
Yes.
And so I just want to let my listeners know that I am on the phone talking with Micaiah Stell. She's a 7-year-old entrepreneur, and she's full of the Spirit of God. And I also have her mom on the phone, Crystal, your other name, and I know that it's Stell, but what's the middle one, the middle name?
Perkins.
Yes.
It's a hyphenated last name, Crystal.
Yes.
Perkins Stell.
Yes, Crystal Perkins Stell. Praise be to God. And I just want us to be able to support what this young girl is doing. God has put a burden in her heart to want to help other people to have the opportunity to further their education. And so, therefore, these 4 books that she put out, she's willing to, 50% of her proceeds are actually going into a fund to help students that would normally not be able to attend college. Praise
right.
God. So I believe that it is a noble cause, and I would just like everyone that is listening to that are listening even right now or who would come later to listen to the archives to please support this young girl. You can send a money order or a check to I'm just getting your address together. Either you could send it to their P.O. Box 8044 Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. And who should they send it to? Should it be addressed to Makai Estelle or Crystal?
Yes.
Okay.
I allow her to really handle all of the business that comes with her business because she is truly the little CEO. So we make all checks and money orders payable to her because I allow her to do her own banking and everything.
Oh, that's great. And those of you who may not be in a chat room, her name is spelled M-A-K-Y-A, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the last name is Stell, S-T-E-L-L. You can make out all checks, money orders to Makaya, M-A-K-Y-A, Stell, S-T-E-L-L, and you send them to P.O. Box 8044, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or you can contact her on MySpace, and her MySpace URL is Jazzy Tink Tink.
Her on her MySpace URL doesn't have a hyphen. It's just Jazzy Tink Tink. Username is Tink hyphen Tink. But you can find her under either.
Oh, okay. Praise be to God. So for those of you who want to contact her on MySpace, it's www.myspace.com/JazzyTinkTink, T-I-N-K-T-I-N-K.
Yes.
And her username is Tink-Tink, just in case you want to reach her that way. And this way you can purchase the books right on her site, right on her MySpace. I believe they have a PayPal account or something. So I would just like to encourage everyone that is listening and that will come and listen later on to the archive to support this young girl. I believe that many of our youth need to be encouraged. Amen. When we see one that's doing the right thing, being as though that there are so many that are gone astray in such an alarming rate, that when you find someone doing something so positive at such a young age, you get behind them and back them up with everything that is within you. And that's really how I feel. Amen?
Amen.
So I really, and the price of the books, if you want to get all four of the books, it is, I'm looking on here. And
$21 with shipping and handling.
Is $21, and that would cover shipping and handling and as well as all four books. However, if you want to get each individual book, well, you know, it varies. One book is $3 plus shipping and $2 for shipping and handling. Another book, Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop, is for $4.50 plus $2 shipping and handling. And can you give me the name of that other book, Jazzy's?
It's still Jazzy, but six now, y'all, is what she was trying to say.
Okay, Jazzy, six now. Oh,
no,
Jazzy,
still Jazzy,
six.
Still Jazzy.
Right. Okay, still Jazzy.
But six now.
Okay, but right, Jazzy's six now. Like, in other words, I'm six now. When I started,
right.
I was 5 years old. Okay,
right, exactly.
Okay. And that book is $3.50. Plus $2 shipping and handling. Then she has Tink Tink in the Time Machine, and that's $5.50 plus $3 shipping and handling. And she also takes donations, praise be to God. And so as we can see, it's best if you want to get all four books that you go on and get the package deal. Amen. And if you still want to donate even more than that, you can feel free to do so. Again, you could send it to their P.O. box, to Makaya, M-A-K-Y-A, Stell, S-T-E-L-L, and at P.O. box 8044, Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D, Oklahoma, 73083, or you can go straight to her MySpace at www.myspace/JazzyTinkTink. Praise be to God. And her username is Tink-Tink. So it depends which way you choose to go. But please get behind this young sister. I'm going to be sowing my seed and getting these books for my little niece. Amen. She's 2 years old. Oh, you're welcome. She's 2 years old, but I think she would really appreciate it. You know, because
and I would like to just add that if there are any listeners who have individuals that are in college that meet the requirements for her scholarship fund, we would love for them to apply. Micaiah has set a very ambitious goal this year for 2008 to help 10 students. She usually is only able to help two, one in the fall and one in the spring. And so this is one of the reasons that we have kind of set up on MySpace to try to assist her with accomplishing the goal of helping 10 students. And what she usually does is she purchases their course books. Purchases course books for first-generation students who are economically disadvantaged, and then also some students who have various physical and learning disabilities. And so I'm actually in the process of uploading the application so that you can see the requirements. And we do applications. We take applications up until May 31st.
Wow, that's just incredible. Yes, so if you're out here and you're listening, or if you're going to listen by archive, and maybe if you yourself are not a student, but you know some students, some first-time students, like my daughter, for example, she's going to be a first-time student next year. You know, she's going to be graduating this year. So,
okay.
Yes, you send that application on, and I'm going to look at it. I'm going to give it straight to her and say, see if you meet the requirements. Praise be to God. And also, so if you're listening out there, and even if you're a student or you're thinking about entering college next year, you're first-generation student, in other words, you've never been to college before, and, you know, you normally would have a hard time making it into college. Well, she has put aside like a scholarship fund, so to speak, right? It's like a fund to really help the students that are in need that to better help them stay in school rather than have to wind up dropping out. So, this is something that I pray that we get a lot of backing. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
No,
so
you are welcome. But I would like to pray first, Crystal, right now, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I really would like to pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight, and we thank and praise you, Father God, for just this opportunity on tonight. Father, I thank you for your favor going before this young lady, Father God, and her daughter, Father God. I thank you for opening many doors that, Lord God, no man can close, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for calling in people, Lord God, from the east, west, north, and south to get behind this young lady, Lord God, and that will be able, Lord God, to make those things, the impossible, possible, Lord God, because she believes you, Lord God. So I thank you for even now moving on the hearts of the people that are listening to this broadcast and that's going to come back and listen to the archives later, Lord. I thank you for moving on their hearts that they won't just hear this, Lord God, but that they would move immediately, Father God, and support this financially and support this endeavor, Lord God, even prayerfully, Father God, and every time, Lord, that they would partner with this young woman, Father God, so that, Father God, the funding will always be there. And it, Lord God, I ask that you would exceed their expectations, Father God. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, I really believe in this, Crystal, I do. And I'm just so moved by it, you know. I was just, you know, taken aback, you know, by a 7-year-old coming on my page, you know. You know what I'm saying. But you understand what I'm saying. And I'm like, wow. Yes, I mean, I have a heart, you know, and I know when something is of a worthy cause. Amen. And
right,
so you
and
want
to.
Yes, no, you are welcome, honey. I just, you know, I just think that it should be second nature for everyone that would hear of such a noble cause. How could you shut your ears to that? You know, how could you not get behind that, you know?
Yeah, well, Kaya, she really has a beautiful spirit. She has a very beautiful spirit. I try to really expose her to a lot in terms of just being her brother's keeper, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We go out and we feed the homeless, and you know, I just want to expose her to things so that she can see how blessed she is, and so that she can bless others in return. And so, you know, I really believe in what she's doing as well. And when she told me this year that she was going to give 10 scholarships instead of two, you know, I didn't discourage her. I just, you know, prayed and asked the Lord to provide the means and a way to make it happen so that we could, you know, successfully accomplish what she believes that she's capable of doing. And so I thank you so much. I can't even begin to express
our gratitude. Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome, and may God just fill this, you know, may this not be an interview that was in vain. May this just reach, may the Lord just utilize this platform right here to really reach so many souls, you know what I mean, to get so many people that would really sow into this. Because a lot of times, you know, things would come up, and I myself at times may not have the money right away to support certain things. So what I try to do is put, you know, present a platform so that others who do have right away can do it. Amen.
Right.
And see, that's the way I believe that if you want to see God, we have to remember why we're blessed. We're not just blessed for ourselves. We're blessed to be a blessing. And we have to understand that in the kingdom of God, that this is the way that God wants us to operate. He doesn't want us to think and be me focused. He wants us to be others focused. You know, how can I enrich the life of someone else? How can I help someone else reach their destiny? And, you know, the less you think about yourself, the more God will be blessing you. He's not going to let it be where you out here pouring into other people and pour you. You know, no, it's not going to be like that, because, in fact, that's how the way, that is the way that you keep the blessing flowing in your life, by you giving of yourself. Amen. Your time, your gifts, your talents and abilities. We need to understand whether we believe or not, we reap what we sow. So if you're out there reaping good things, I mean, sowing good things, you are going to reap good things. There's no way that you are out there doing all of this and you're going to come back empty. No way. Because God is not a liar. Amen. And he said, as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. So, you know, I believe that. I believe that what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you.
Oh, no, you are so welcome. I just feel like it's my God-given, you know, it's a mandate. You know, we're supposed to support. And also, I don't know if you're on, I know that you have some of the same friends that I have on MySpace, but there's also, I don't know if you, have you ever heard of Evangelist Penelope Larry? She's in California.
I have not. Does she also have a MySpace page?
Yes, she does, and she's one of my friends, but it's not like she's on my top. But I'm saying this because she has an organization, nonprofit, called Doing Business with Saints.
Okay.
And I just think that that may be another, you know, avenue or another platform. I mean, you never know. Like her, you know, matter of fact, she was supposed to also appear as a guest today because I was going to help promote her book. You know, she put together a book, and her husband, you know, has a church, and she's, you know, really involved in a lot of things. But what God showed me is that it's about partnership, and he wants us to come together as a unified body with one unified purpose. And when we are able to do that and really truly support one another, you know, through being authentic and allowing him to form real authentic friendships, not so much what can I get out of this, but it is really being concerned, like, okay, you know, it was a real connection made, and the connection doesn't stop after somebody purchased something, but you keep in touch and you actually form these authentic relationships and partnerships. God began to show me that when we're operating like that, we would all begin to experience the anointing of God without measure. I mean, could you imagine, like, without measure? That means that, wow, you'll show up at a service and everybody get healed.
Right.
Everybody get delivered. You know, it's just something that's always going to happen because unified purpose, unified body. We believe God, like, just as much as you want to succeed, that's as much as I want to see you succeed. Not, I can't allow her to get more than me. See, that's the world's way. And God is not allowing us to get ahead with that mindset anymore. I believe he's doing a new thing where, you know, hey, and check this out, what I see, the more you're promoting someone else, the more you're being promoted. You may not see it, but it's happening. You know, all you got to do is believe God's word, and we know that it will never return unto him void. Amen.
Right.
We know
Amen.
we can take his word to the bank. We know that in the kingdom of heaven, faith is our currency. You know what I'm saying? And so if I believe it, that means that it's possible. That means it exists. Amen. And that's
Amen.
What I'm just going to stand and continue to wait and trust God until I see it fully manifested.
Right. And that's what I tell Micaiah all the time. I said, if you just believe, I said, just have a little bit of faith. I said, all things are possible. And I told her, I said, God knows the plan that he had for you long before you were born, and it was definitely not to hurt you. And so I trust him with everything, and like I said, he's truly my gift and truly an angel to me in my life. And so whatever I can do to support her cause and to allow her to be a vessel for others and an example for others, there's so many adults that she runs into, you know, that often tell her, you are such an inspiration to me. And so,
wow, yes.
I mean, she's an inspiration to me. And so,
yes,
you know,
I understand. I understand that, and you know, it's just incredible. And one of the things too is when it comes down to sewing, she can begin to take, you know, a portion of everything that she makes and sew it back somewhere. You know what I mean? And more will come. I mean, it's just so many things that you can do that she can learn growing up. You follow what I'm saying? That by the time she gets our age, child, she's already set.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She won't be trying to get anywhere. She's already there.
Right.
I said, if somebody would have told me the things that I knew today, you know,
right.
I think it would have saved me years of heartache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I said, no, my children, no, they're not going to be ignorant. They have a mother that's going to pour into them everything that I've gone through, everything that I've learned, the insight that I've gained from the Holy Spirit. I share that with my children because, no, you don't have to bang your head because I bang my head. And just based on that, you don't need to go through that. I'm telling you right now, if you go down the block, I've been there. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a stop sign. Do you need to come behind me and find out if it's a stop sign?
You know? Don't necessarily have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, you know, they have to learn for themselves. Sometimes
Yes. I have a grown son that had to go through that. He's now going to be 23 in July. But I thank God for all of my children because I see them all as a blessing. And I know that I thank God, you know, for who they are becoming. Amen?
Amen.
And when I look back and I think about the grace of God, you know, and I say, because I don't take any credit. I just be like, you know, Lord, you are just awesome. You know, where would we really be without you? You know, where would we be? Our story wasn't supposed to go down like this. We were supposed to be down and out and never get up. My children were supposed to be on drugs. I was supposed to be on drugs and just messed up and hopeless and never knowing Jesus. But I so praise God today that that's not our story.
Exactly.
And it's never been our story. And I really just give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory.
The glory,
you know?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Because I understand that truly it is his grace. So whenever it is in the power of my hands to be a blessing to someone else, you know, I'm a little bit extra sensitive because I've been through some things. You follow what I'm saying? And that makes you like that. And sometimes, you know, when you have not been touched by anything, nothing, you know, nothing moves you, you know, because you don't know what it's like to try to do something and get it moving and get it off the ground. No, you don't know, you know, if you've never done that before. But if you've embarked upon things and you know how complicated it is sometimes to get things moving, you need all the platforms you can get. Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? So, right. Hey, however many people I can help, you know, even though it is God that actually gives the increase and moves on the hearts of the people. But praise be to God, I don't believe that the platform is in vain.
Exactly.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Amen. So, yes, yes. So is there anything else that you would like to share?
Nothing at this time. I just, again, want to thank all of the listeners for taking the time out to tune in and participate in the show today, and I'm looking forward to Micaiah. She tours. I would like to say that she does tour, and she does speaking engagements. And
wow.
She was actually a little under the weather today, but she still wanted to do her interview. She's usually a little more vibrant, but
wow.
She's suffering with a stomach virus, but she wanted to honor her commitment, which is why we still met, you know, why she went
yes.
on to get her interview. And so
okay, and I'm proud of her for that, you know, and so therefore, you know, I won't hold her up more, you know, longer than what is necessary, but
okay.
I do want to be able to tell the people, you tell the people if they're interested in having her to come to their event or function to speak, you know, how would they go about, you know, requesting her?
Contacting me. They can actually contact me at C.P. Stell, and that's STELL, and it's at OU.EDU. Again, that's
C.P.
Stell. STELL, at OU.EDU.
OU.EDU to
yes.
request Micaiah. Mm-hmm. Micaiah Stell, a.k.a. Tink Tink, for your next event, speaking engagement. Etc. Okay. So if you would like to have Micaiah Stell, a.k.a. Tink Tink, you would like to request her for perhaps your next event or speaking event that you're having, maybe perhaps for a youth event that you're conducting, you can do so by contacting C.P. Stell, S-T-E-L-L, at OU.EDU to request Micaiah Stell. Praise
yes.
be to God. C.P. Stell at OU.EDU to request
yes.
Micaiah Stell. She's 7 years old, and she's also known as Tink Tink. For your next event, she's an entrepreneur. She's written 4 dynamic books for children, and her goal, 50% of all her proceeds, goes toward a college fund to help those who may be less fortunate attend college. And you can purchase her books. You find out more about her books by going to www.myspace.com/TinkTink. Jazzy Tink Tink. www.myspace.com/JazzyTinkTink. And her username is Tink Tink. For those of you who like to search for people by username, it's Tink-Tink. TINK-TINK. And she's written 4 books. And for a donation of $21, that would include all 4 books as well as shipping and handling. However, if you're one that decides that you want to just purchase 1 or 2, the prices vary. For the book Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop, it's $4.50 plus a $2 shipping and handling fee. And for Jazzy's 6 now, y'all, it's $3.50. Plus $2 shipping and handling, and Tink Tink in the Time Machine is $5.50 plus $3 shipping and handling, as well as Jazzy Little 5-year-old is $3 plus a $2 shipping and handling. And you would send all money orders and checks to to Micaiah, M-A-K-Y-A, Stell, S-T-E, LL and you write them out to her. The address is P.O. Box 8044, Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D, Oklahoma, 73083. Praise be to God. And she also it accepts donations as well. So you can send all your donations there, or if you prefer to order her books via the internet, you can go right to her MySpace, again, myspace.com/jazzytinktink. And you can go right there on her page. I believe they have a PayPal account, and you can purchase it right there. And remember, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. As you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it will be measured back unto you. Now, that's Luke 6:38. Praise be to God. And you can truly stand on that scripture when you give in faith from your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, would you like to have any closing remarks?
I don't have any additional things to say. Let me see. Micaiah,
yes,
do you have some closing remarks you would like to say?
Thank you. And
you are welcome.
And you can contact me by phone, too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead. You want to give me your number now, or... You want to send
405-414-3991.
Okay. Let me just repeat that back to you. It's 405-414-3991. And that is also the number that you can reach Micaiah Stell, a.k.a. Tink Tink, at 405-414-3991. And I just would like to say thank you so much, Micaiah, for agreeing to come on the show. And thank you for all that you're doing. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I believe that God is blessing you tremendously. And I pray to God that you feel much better in the name of Jesus. Okay, and I don't want to keep you because I understand that you may not have been at top, you know, tip-top, you know, shape or condition. But just understand that I pray that all be well with you in the name of Jesus.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Crystal, if there's ever anything else, just do not hesitate to send me an email.
Hold on, she didn't get that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that's fine. I said, okay, if there's ever anything else, feel free to keep in touch with me through MySpace. Also,
okay,
you know, I have a website, Women Destined For, the digit 4, greatness.org, and perhaps you and I can collaborate on some things. I would like for you to, you know, when you get an opportunity to go to my website and find out what it is Women Destined for Greatness is about, and perhaps God can, you know, have some type of collaboration in store for us, because I really do believe in what your daughter is doing. And I will be ordering those books, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, you too. And God bless you both. And thank you so very much for showing up. Okay,
no problem.
God bless you. And keep me posted.
I will.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Praise God. Praise God. I was joined with, I just got finished interviewing Micaiah Stell, a.k.a. Tink Tink, and she's a seven-year-old entrepreneur, and she's written 4 children's books, and it's just incredible, and how could I not support that? I mean, and she's a young Christian, and the thing about it is her heart is in the right place. She's willing to give 50% of all the proceeds to benefit students who would otherwise not be able to attend school. I think what a noble cause. How could you not get behind that and support that? Praise be to God. Well, I would like to try and go to a song at this moment, if I can. Ah. Praise God. That's what I told the storm. That's right, because I tell my storm all the time, you cannot last. Amen. You are defeated. I command you to go and don't come back in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. I would like at this time, I was expecting another guest. Praise be to God. But for whatever reason, she's not with us. Praise be to God. I just pray that all is well. I would like to take this time to see if I can actually go to a commercial. I am going to attempt to do this. Praise be to God. Please bear with me. Greetings. This is Lady Renee, founder and CEO of Women Destined for Greatness, Inc., host of Sister Empowering Sisters and co-host of She Speaks Life blog talk radio show. Are you looking for real-life solutions to your dilemmas that you face? Are you challenged in your relationships where you find yourself choosing the wrong man continuously? Or are you in a dead-end job, or have you reached the glass ceiling in your career? Do you feel like you are just existing instead of living? Would you like to have a great relationship with your children? Are you interested in living an enriching and fulfilling life? Well, if you answer yes to any of these questions, my Purposeful Living Audio CD Club is just for you. Each month, you will receive an inspired and anointed message that will be sure to empower you to live life the way that God has intended for you to live, according to John 10:10, that you might have life in the full, in abundance, until it overflows. You will also be helping me to carry out the vision that God has given to me. And as such, you can expect God to multiply back to you bountifully, according to 2 Corinthians 9:6-15 and Luke 6:38. A portion of all proceeds go to promote and support other Kingdom of God ministries and organizations, so that will make your seed twice sown, and our mission is to advance the Kingdom of God. So please log on to my website at www.womendestined4, and that is the digit for greatness.org, and click on the Purposeful Living Audio Club tab to begin receiving your CD today. May God bless you all richly in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Well, you know what? Today I'd like to do something different. I would like to just somewhat DJ for you guys until someone calls in. 347-205-9123 is the number that you can call in if you have any questions. If you have any feedback or comments, I welcome them. Please call me at 347-205-9123. And now I'm going to go to another song. Praise be to God. We're going to get into Times of Refreshing by Integrity Music.
Father God, we acknowledge your presence here in this place, for you have promised to be wherever your people gather in your name to worship you.
Times of refreshing here in your presence, no greater blessing than being with you. My soul is restored, my mind is renewed.
Thank you.
God. Praise God. At this time, I would like to give you an opportunity to call in. The number is 347-205-9123. If you have any questions or comments, any feedback, perhaps about another show that I've done, feel free to call in. Praise be to God. If not, we're going to go to another song because I had two guests scheduled for today. However, one showed up, and something must have come up with the other guest, and I just pray that everything is all right. Glory be to God. And so we're going to go to another song, but again, feel free to call in at 347-205-9123. The phone lines are open. If you listen to my show on relationships, last night I did conflict resolution, how to resolve conflict in your relationship to achieve greater intimacy. And, I mean, I just think that it was a very a deep subject, you know, because a lot of times, as you all know, many relationships turn sour and marriages even break up because of unresolved conflict or unresolved issues. Usually the very thing that you're arguing about is no longer, you're not really arguing about that anymore. You're arguing about, you know, the underlying issue, the thing that, you know, you don't want to address. So I talked about, you know, addressing, learning how to address these things and not running from them. I explained how, you know, it takes two spiritually mature as well as emotionally mature people to have a relationship, because it means that you have developed emotionally. You don't run away. You begin to accept responsibility. If you've done something to your partner that has hurt them, then you need to be able to take responsibility and acknowledge that you've hurt them, acknowledge that wrong, and allow them to be able to share with you how they feel. Amen. And if you are not in a relationship where you can honor that person or respect them, then you should not be in that relationship with a person that you can't respect. Okay, I see I have a caller. Praise be to God. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Evangelist Penelope Larry.
Yes, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, Lady Renee. How are you doing?
Oh, I am blessed. Praise be to God. And I'm so glad that you called in. Praise be to God.
I apologize for my lateness. I was in the middle of something else, and I was just able to get to the phone right now.
Well, you know what? I respect you for the woman that you are, Evangelist, and I know that you are an extremely busy woman. So the mere fact that you've even agreed to do the interview, it just was a blessing.
Amen.
And I want you to know that I purchased your book, Praise Be to God, and I'm waiting for it to come.
It went out in the mail on yesterday.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. So I look forward to reading that book, and I want you to share a little bit about yourself and tell us about this wonderful book, because I believe that God is really going to speak to me in that book. Praise be to God.
Oh, amen. Well, what a blessing. My book, the name of it is called I Am a True Vine,
yes.
Staying Connected to the Source.
Yes.
And it talks about the importance of having a relationship with God.
Yes.
And a little bit about my own story, some of the things that I went through in my relationship. And I believe one of the key chapters in there, it talks about dealing with haters.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
And that was, Lady Renee, I'll tell you, maybe that probably was my biggest challenge when I decided to accept the Lord as my Savior. Was dealing with the people, especially as the Lord began to elevate me in ministry.
Yes.
And I began to recognize my calling, and I began to walk in my calling. The people that hated on me.
Yes.
Was so tremendous. One, it comes from an area that you don't expect it.
Yes, yes.
And then two, it comes mostly from inside people. These are people that are close to you. You expect them to support and nurture you, whatever it is that you were doing, and those people began to hate on me. And so I think that is my favorite chapter in the book, I Am the True Vine. And
yes.
what I got out of writing the book, and the book actually came from my journal. I was journaling, which I do on a regular basis.
I do too. Go ahead.
And one day I was rereading my journal, because I go back, if I go through things, I go back to see where the Lord has delivered me from, especially during times of trials and tribulations.
Yes, I
always go back to my journals to see what did God bring me through already.
Yes,
because I know this test and this trial that he will bring me through this also.
Amen, that's right.
So when I was going back, rereading my journal, the Lord said to me, this is a book.
Yes, yes. Ooh.
Said, oh, okay, a book. All right, that's cute. And then another week, you know, in my daily spending time with the Lord said to me, write your book.
Yes.
I don't know how to write a book. I don't know how to get a book published. I don't know anything. And then in the Women in Business prayer breakfast, and I'll tell you about that also.
Yes, yes.
I was hosting. I had a speaker come that I had cold called out of a magazine. The Lord had directed me to this magazine. I called this doctor lady after to come speak at the breakfast. She spoke at the breakfast, and she was a book publisher. I had no knowledge of it, but
a divine connection.
Just like that. And the way I move is when the Lord says something, I'll move on it, whether I agree with it or not.
Yes, amen.
I don't know what direction the Lord is moving in.
Yes.
And so he had sent this book publisher, and she helped me start my own book publishing company.
Yes. Oh.
And that's how my book was published. It took some trials and tribulations getting it out, getting the money to self-publish the book, to get in my name, and the Lord giving me a name. But everything was so divinely guided. I knew it was the Lord, and that's how my book was birthed.
Wow. And I want to go back to that, to mention that chapter again, where you talked about the first chapter is talking about how you had to deal with the haters. And, you know, that reminds me of something the Lord gave me a long time ago, learning how to be your own cheerleader. Oftentimes when God has given us something or, you know, put his burden in our hearts for us to carry out his purpose or his plan for our lives, most of the attacks are going to come from people, those that are closest to you. Because the truth of the matter is, if I'm not close to you and you don't really know me, you can't really hurt me. It's the ones that you know how much this means to me. You know what I'm saying? You know where I came from. You know what I've been through. So I'm expecting you. And at one point, maybe you were my cheerleader. What happened now?
Right.
All of a sudden, everybody started going their separate way, and I couldn't understand it because these were the people that used to sing my praises, so to speak. And you know what the Lord ministered to me? Because he said, I want you to see that you don't need anybody. You don't need Dr. So-and-so, Pastor So-and-so, and Apostle So-and-so, and Prophet and Prophetess this and that, and all these different people to be behind you. You and I are a majority. And when you understand that, when you really understand that, then when it is time for these people to resurface, they will. But I need you to understand that you and I are a majority, because he never wanted me to lose focus and to even think for one minute if it hadn't been for Dr. So-and-so or Pastor So-and-so or Apostle So-and-so, where would I be today? He wanted me to fully depend and trust in him. And see, so now when all these people are coming back into my life and even new people, I understand without a shadow of a doubt that if it had not been for God, you following what I'm saying? He let me see that I can do these things without them. Him and I are a majority. He didn't want me to get into any kind of, he didn't show me that to be arrogant or full of pride, but he knows where he's taking me. And there's going to come a time again where it may just be me and him. And instead of panicking at that time, I'll know how to stand at that time and understand that if I needed these people, they would be here. If they're not here, it's because I don't need them. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh.
And sometimes the Lord allows people to leave our lives so that we will be totally dependent upon him.
Yes. Oh,
and not
yes.
The people in our lives. Sometimes we might be dependent upon people thinking that they are the reason why we got this opportunity when
right.
it's nobody but God. The Bible says that he is a jealous God.
Yes, yes,
and
it
so
does.
So wherever there's jealousy, you know, you could deal with a jealous brother sometimes. You know,
yes,
they don't make sure people know who they are.
Yes.
God says, I am a jealous God. He doesn't want us to put anybody before him.
That's right, or put anybody in that place that was only designed for him.
That's right. That's his spot.
You know, yes, and that's the spot goes for he's the one that gets the glory. You may have called me and asked me to be a speaker, and I thank you for that, but I know that it is God that opened that door.
I will always
understand that he is my source. You may have sown money into my ministry or what have you, and you may have purchased my things, but I know that that was God that moved on your heart. He is my source, but he's going to use people, and that's what we as the body of Christ fully need to understand. He is going to use people. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For the same measure that you meet, it will be measured back unto you again. So we want to make sure that we're sowing good things, that we're sowing the very things that we want to come back to us. We want support. We better make sure that we're supporting others. Amen?
Amen.
Oh,
and you said something key. You preaching now. I might have to go offering myself.
No. Go ahead, girl. Go
He's
ahead,
preaching.
Girl.
And when the body of Christ gets, God gives people opportunities to sow into you to bless themselves.
Yes, come on now.
People
come on.
People think that they are blessing you or they're holding back because they don't want to give you the $100 because of their disobedience.
They don't miss their harvest. They don't miss their harvest, and they're wondering why. And it's a sad thing because one of the things that God told me when I was on MySpace and had a clue as to why I was on MySpace, this is a platform for ministry, and I want you to have to form authentic relationships and partnerships. And in other words, he was showing me when the body of Christ truly come together as a unified body for one unified purpose to advance the kingdom of God and his people, we will begin to experience the anointing of God without measure. That means you in a service and everybody got healed. Everybody got delivered. Everybody got a breakthrough, whatever breakthrough they needed, because we understand that we could have the same kind of ministry, but there are people that you're called to reach that I can't touch, and vice versa. We have to come out of doing things the world way. God said the only way, he said the way, everybody that I know that is prospering in ministry today are people that understand partnership. They're not doing it all themselves. They're connecting with others, sowing here, sowing there, and as a result, people are sowing back over there. It's not going to work for you the way that the world is working it because you're governed by a different system. So it's about time that we learn how to operate in the kingdom in which we come from. And his way is sowing and reaping. Amen?
Amen.
Ooh, girl. You know, because it Evangelist Penelope, it would grieve me sometimes that I couldn't understand. Like, I'm reaching out to mature saints, saints that have been in Christ and had their titles for many years, and they have begun to take on the persona as some of the people in the world. Like, who is she asking? Could I come, do I want to be on her radio show? I don't need her. Don't she understand? I already have a platform. You know, I could sense that in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, wow, she don't know the blessing that she missed.
Right.
You see, because God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. And he's chosen the things that are to bring to nothing, the things that are not to bring to nothing the things that are. And so we sometimes what happens is we get educated from a godless system, and now we want to come, you know, before we knew anything, God, it was all about God. But then we get educated, and now we want to water down. Oh, no, my credentials, you know, I became Dr. So-and-so, you know, I've been ordained, and And I'm saying, Jesus didn't even act like that. He took on the form of a servant. He did not command you to worship him. He took on, he said, for him that would be greatest among you, let him be the servant. Did he not say that?
Yes.
So where we get off talking about people need to serve us, oh, my goodness. Like, and I say, watch what books you're reading. Because when you're reading stuff, you can pick up the spirit of that author. I don't care how intelligent they are. Are they filled with the spirit of God? Because it's a spirit behind that book. You know what I mean? Because it's a person that wrote it. Amen? So we have to be careful. I don't care how many pastors is quoting what's in that person's book. You better check out that person's spirit, because then when it is time for you to minister, here you are with this powerful word, but there's no love there. I don't sense the love of God. And the Bible says faith works by love. So therefore, there's no healing going to take place. You're going to have a bunch of emotional people excited about what you said, but they're going to go home and deal with the same issues they've been dealing with. No deliverance or nothing, because faith only works by love. And it is time that we get that.
Wow. That is so, you know, the Lord had been dealing with me about partnership in the last 30 days, so I'm not even surprised bringing it up now. And being cognizant of who people are that I sow into.
Yes.
Because just because I see them on TV don't mean they living right.
That's right. That's right.
It don't mean
that's
that.
Right. That's
it just
right.
They're on TV.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So I know in the Women in Business Prayer Breakfast, I ask for partners, and once a year I invite the partners to come to my home.
Yes.
And I say to them, it's important for me to let you know how I live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you don't know how I live, then you don't really know what you're sowing into.
Amen.
And so it's some people's ministries that I sow into because I see them on TV, but they never invite me to their homes.
Right. And you know what? Go ahead.
And I'm responsible for them helping them be on TV.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But they don't open themselves up to me so I can see how they live. Paul went around telling, this is how I live.
That's right. Amen.
And
amen.
So a lot of times we partner with people because of what you were saying, Prophetess, is because of the emotions get involved. And we partner with the emotions.
And
we need to know, how do people live?
Amen. And I'll tell you, you know you're not going to be able to know that about everybody. There's some people that God has called me to partner with that I'm probably never going to go in these people's homes, but they have been such a blessing to my spiritual growth. How could I not sow into them? The Word of God says, you know, if we've given you of our spiritual substance, you've partaken of our spiritual, surely, you know, you could give us some of your material. You
right.
Following what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes we miss that. It says, you know, don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. See,
right.
Because we have to live too, and God has made it that way. But he wants to move on our hearts so that we give. You understand? In other words, he'll move on your heart to give. You shouldn't feel, you know, I must give. If I don't give and come under a burden to give, like, in other words, it's not really from your heart, because God said he loves a cheerful giver. And let everybody know that if you sow bountifully, then you're going to reap bountifully. See, we have to learn how to do is sow on purpose. Know that you are operating within the kingdom of God parameters. This is the way his kingdom operates. Sow what it is that you need to reap the most. Amen? When you facing something, you don't want somebody coming to you with two pennies. When you put something out there, you want someone to be able to purchase it. And I always look at it like this. God has sent me to some people. I know I'm not sent to everyone, but the people that God has sent me to, they will be the ones to be able to receive what it is that I have to offer. Amen. I don't have to beg. I don't have to get out here and feel like I have to resort to doing things like the world, being fake and phony. That's why God said authentic relationships. In other words, we're not just friends till I purchase your series. You know what I'm saying? No, we continue to be friends. I'm truly concerned about you and how you're doing and praying for you. Not, okay, you know, now that there's nothing else for me to get from her, I can move on now. The devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Well, now you bring up a stigma, prophetess, about people's issues with money. I mean, in the church, I mean, people have had the stigma about giving their money to people in the gospel for so long, and so those things still come up. People don't realize that it is a blessing for them to give, although they know the scriptures. People don't believe that they will be blessed, or that's one of the purposes or the reasons for giving is that they will be blessed because of somebody said something, grandma said something a long time. Even probably some of your listeners right now have turned off because we've already been mentioning the mere word of money, that people turned off by that. But the Lord talks about money in the Bible. It is
yes,
very
he does.
To him. And so we should mention it also. But there's a scripture in the Bible I wanted to bring up. You brought my remembrance to it. I've been studying it for the last year, so it's no happenstance. It is right here on my, because it's 2 Corinthians 9:8. Is it? I memorized it from the Amplified Bible.
Yes, and I love that. I love it from the Amplified too. Go ahead, because we only have 40 seconds left, but I don't want you to be quick to hang up because we still have some time left, even though it's over. You follow what I'm saying? But I want
out with the 40 seconds. I don't want to be disobedient.
Go ahead. No. You go ahead.
God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work.
Love Talk Radio.
Yes, go ahead. Prophetess.
So that scripture is letting us know that God will supply every need.
Amen.
And
yes,
so the fact that you don't want to be obedient and sow the seed, God will keep looking to obedient people. The Bible says he will even have the rocks cry out.
Yes, come
to
on.
To praise him. So God will keep looking for somebody that wants to bless, that he wants to bless, to sow the seed, to be obedient.
Amen.
When God says to sow.
Amen. And I mean, you are so right. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to get your website so that I can put it out here on the chat line for those that are in the chat room and want to know how they can purchase your book.
My website is www.saintsbiz.com. That's
Saintsbiz.
INTS.
Yes.
CIZ.com.
Yes.com. And the name of the book, I Am the
True Vine, staying connected to the source.
I am the true vine. That's
vine.
Right.
Staying
connected.
To the source.
By Evangelist Penelope Larry. Yes. Let's support our dear sister. Yes, and we need to understand that. So the same way, I'm just reaching out to all of you in the chat room. I acknowledge you. Thank you all for logging in tonight and being part of the show. I've had the great privilege of interviewing Evangelist Penelope Larry. It was way too short. I'm going to need to probably bring her back, but she's written a book called I Am the True Vine, Staying Connected to the Source. And again, her name is Evangelist Penelope Larry. And you can purchase her book by going to www.saintsbiz, S-A-I-N-T-S, biz.com. Let's get behind our sister and support what she is doing. Praise be to God. She's also available on MySpace. Now, what is your URL on MySpace?
It's MySpace / Saints Biz.
Okay, yes, / praise be to God. Yes, Saints Biz. Praise be to God. And she's also, for those of you who are not in the chat room but you're just listening, you can contact her even via MySpace. Her URL on MySpace is Saints Biz, SaintsBiz. Well, Evangelist Penelope, it has been a great, great pleasure to have you on my show today. I thank you for agreeing to do this show. Now, I just want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now, and I just thank and praise you, Lord God, for this opportunity. I thank and praise you, Lord God, for Evangelist Penelope Larry, Lord God, coming, oh God, and being able to share of herself on today, Lord God. I ask, oh God, that you move by your spirit and move on the hearts of those that will listen, not only to the live show, but to the archives, Lord God. That, Lord God, that they would purchase this book, Lord God, and that they would be changed. And I would like to, Lord God, I know, Lord God, that some people can even purchase this book for maybe a loved one who they've been praying that would get saved, oh God, but who may never come into a church, oh God, but that may read that book and receive Christ, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for moving on the hearts of the people, Lord, that they would support this sister right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every hindering spirit that would cause the people to close their hand, oh God. Excuse me, but I thank you right now for causing them to open their hands, oh God, that they would sow on purpose and understanding that what they make happen for someone else, you will make happen for them. And as they give unto my dear sister, I thank you, Lord, that you would bless them, Lord God, and that you would move, oh God, on their behalf. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you want to close us out, Evangelist Penelope?
Yes, Lady Renee, and I appreciate that. And I just want to encourage you, woman of God, about the great work that you are doing in the body of Christ.
Oh, thank you.
It takes mighty, powerful women of God like you to bring other powerful women of God and men of God together to break the yoke that is in the body of Christ.
Yes, oh, I feel the Spirit of God.
Strongholds.
Yes,
so that we can have a clean Christianity so that this bacon and shaking and bacon, I call it, that we no longer do that, but that we, because we serve the Most High God, that we walk with excellency, that our work is excellent, that everything we do is with the spirit of excellence.
That's right.
We no longer have to do anything that has mishaps for the Lord. And so I thank you for the great work that you are doing, because it lightens my load when other women and men of God accept the calling that the Lord has placed upon their lives. And so I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to anoint this woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
Service, and everybody that is listening, that has been in the chat room, that has associated themselves with this ministry, Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless them abundantly.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That you will bless them in the city, and that you will bless them in the field.
Yes,
that
Lord.
And their cattle will be blessed, Lord. Everything that they touch will be blessed according to Joshua 1:8, God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Prospers and that they will have good success.
Yes,
God, I thank you for it. As they meditate upon the word day and night to observe, to do everything that is written therein, God, we believe your word. We know that it is true, that it shall not return unto you, Lord. We know that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and you add no sorrow with it.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Thank you for peace and prosperity.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. We know your word says that, beloved, I wished above all things that thou mayest prosper and be health, even as thy soul prospers. God, we take your word to be true. We believe,
Lord.
Know that it will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it will prosper in the place where to you send it. God, and I thank you that as we go out into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper.
Yes,
and
Lord.
shall rise against this woman of God in judgment. Thou,
yes, Lord.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We believe your word to be true. We lean not to our own understanding.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We trust you in all our ways, knowing that you will direct our path.
Yes,
order
Lord.
Order our steps, God. You say that the steps of a righteous man, that they are ordered by the Lord. And
yes,
God, we
Lord.
Ask you to order our steps, lead and guide us in the way that
yes,
we go in the hands of godly people, Lord. Let us not
yes,
trample
Lord.
To the left or to the right, but let
yes,
us go
Lord.
Straight for it without hesitation in the calling that you have placed upon our lives, and let us be obedient to do what you say, when you say, and how you say to do it, Lord, that we do not trust our judgment, but that we trust you. We
yes,
trust the God
Lord.
That is in us. Lord, I trust the visionary of the
yes,
of radio blog, Lord, that you will continue to bless her life, in her ministry, in her family, that her entire family
yes,
is
Lord.
Blessed, that those that are not in the fold, Jesus, that they
yes,
will
Lord.
Begin to come to you.
Yes, Lord.
It will
yes.
To come to you in droves, God.
Yes,
ask,
Father. Ooh.
What must I do to be saved?
Yes, hallelujah.
Let the correct example, the proper example.
Yes,
of
Lord.
The holy, godly life, Jesus.
Ooh.
The woman of holiness.
Yes,
is
Lord.
Boldness.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
The hedges of protection around her, that the
yes,
angels
Lord.
Encamp about her, Lord, as she seeks to do the will of the Lord. That
yes,
she
is Lord.
Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So this
yes.
much that her labor is not in vain. God,
yes,
I pray
Lord.
That this vessel that you have chosen does not grow weary in
yes,
well.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If she faints not, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you all the credit for everything that you have done.
Yes,
in
Lord, hallelujah.
We take no credit for ourselves. We point
yes, Lord.
Back to you, God. It is your doing. It
yes,
is
Lord.
Our authority, our responsibility.
Yes.
What you say.
When yes.
You it. I pray that her anointing is protected, that she
yes,
will be around those that are lovers of the Lord. And
yes.
that those that are not yet have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, they will, because they have heard the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
God,
yes,
we give you
Lord.
Praise and we give you the glory, and we say thank you for all that you have done and for all the people that you have placed into her life that will help her
yes.
go to exponential levels, Lord, that she will live a life that I have not seen nor
Lord, thank
heard.
You, Lord.
And neither
yes,
has
Lord.
Put into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for her that
yes,
love, Lord.
Lord,
and we give you the praise.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
Glory.
Thank
God,
you, Father.
Thank you, giving you the credit for everything
yes, Lord.
In our life. It is in
Jesus'
name.
Name. Oh,
and I
hallelujah.
Pray that above all names, a name that cannot come under anything that we go against, but that name is above everything. And I pray in that name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen, and amen. And you let the co-pastor Roy Larry know that
yes.
I said thank you too, that he loaned his wife to me. Praise be to God.
Right.
Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. And please stay in touch with me, Evangelist. I really
yes,
feel a connection. I know you so you're in Texas and I'm over here in New York, but you know that's not a problem with God. So you know what? Just keep me lifted. Amen. And every time you think about me, just pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I will do the same, because I really want to partner with you in your ministry, because, you know, I went on your website and, you know, and I just think it's fantastic doing business with saints.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's just
praise
awesome. And it's a nonprofit organization. So if the listeners would go to your website, saintsbiz.com, they can find out all about, you know, the ministry, and by the grace of God, if the Lord is moving on their hearts, they can link forces with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, just look forward to hearing from me very soon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, thank you so much. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you get so many orders that come in that you can't contain in the name of Jesus.
My God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, Lady Renee.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.